SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Lines form at a Melbourne food bank long before it even opens its doors. Lately, its stock of fresh food lasts no more than a few hours. Nancy Chen is among a growing number of struggling Australians seeking food relief.
Sometimes it's very hard to buy something, then, yeah. In here, it's helping the people, yeah. I like it. I come in many times.
In 2020, manager Chris Sprague says he was serving around 40 people a week. Now that number is getting closer to 500. He says most of those people were financially sufficient up until recently, but have been hit by ever-growing cost of living prices.
So there's been a significant increase in people accessing food security. We also provide free allied health services, and they're running at capacity. But in the last 18 months, more and more people that would have considered themselves traditionally middle class turning up and saying, I had to choose between rent and food this week, so they come to us for food.
A new report by the University of New South Wales and the Australian Council of Social Service found the collective wealth of the top 10% of households soared by 84% in the last two decades. For the lowest 60%, that growth has been far slower, rising at a rate of just 55%. Income inequality gaps, meanwhile, have been closing amid historically low unemployment. Still, certain groups, including single-parent households and migrants born in non-English-speaking countries, frequently place among the lowest percentile. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service.
This is not a normal situation. What we're facing here is an acceleration of a divide in the Australian community that will be very damaging for us socially, economically, and also for the health of our democracy.
Ms. Goldie says the widening of this financial gap is creating an ethical dilemma that the entire country needs to face.
This is a deeply moral question that we need to be confronting. We need, as a very wealthy country overall, to be deeply disturbed that we've got people on some of the lowest incomes going without food on a regular basis, living in fear of becoming homeless on the one hand, and then we've got people with large accumulation of wealth.
Some argue that the wealth gap is largely due to the rapidly increasing real estate prices. A recent analysis by the Real Estate Institute of Australia showed house prices are overvalued by over 29%. Joey Maloney, Deputy Director of the Grattan Institute's Economic Policy Program, says the increase is leading to a concentration of wealth by few Australians.
So housing makes up about two-thirds of household wealth in Australia. And what we've seen over the past few decades is skyrocketing prices well above the rate of wage growth, combined with falling home ownership. So what that means is you've got more expensive houses concentrated in fewer hands. So it doesn't take Einstein to draw the link between that and rising wealth inequality. So really, one of the key long-term fixes to growing wealth inequality in Australia is fixing our housing market, increasing supply and reducing tax breaks on the demand side to make house price growth slower than otherwise and to reduce wealth inequality.
Greater income support, a reduction of high-income tax concessions and housing reforms are among a number of potential policy recommendations being considered by the federal government to help close the gap ahead of the May budget. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.